No program lost at all. Driver Ed still fully intact, all athletics intact, all of our AP courses, all of our academic, our extra classes, everything that we offer as electives are all still in place.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Peel.
Okay. One is done. And we move on to the public hearing relative to the Ogdensburg City School District wide safety plan.
Again, this is our yearly adoption of our yearly hearing and adoption of the safety communicable disease plan. We review this with our district safety committee each year. We meet twice a year and go through any of those pieces that need to be updated, modified, changed in any way, whether that be through regulation from the state of New York or suggestions from our school resource officers. This plan is set and will guide each of the building principals in developing their 2025-26 building emergency response plans this August and September. So.
Citizens, board members, this hearing is adjourned. Move on to the third hearing. This is the public hearing relative to the revised code of conduct.
And again, the code of conduct, we met with the district code of conduct committee where changes were discussed, changes were proposed. Staff were able to communicate to the principals if they wanted any changes, any modifications. Those changes and modifications you've read twice. Again, this code of conduct will guide our buildings in 25-26. You will see more than likely a cell phone policy, I'm sure. We'll have to have three additional reads when we have to put that policy in place. We still have not seen the official regulation from the governor, but we expect that to come out in the next couple weeks here.
Citizens. Good. Board members. This hearing is adjourned. Move on to the regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on April 29th, 2025.
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Stern?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrower?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications to the board?
I have none this evening.
Relative to the agenda, old business report number one.
This is the final review and adoption of the proposed changes to the 25-26 Code of Conduct that have been recommended, or having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District, does hereby adopt the revised Code of Conduct as presented for the 25-26 school year, this 7th day of May, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
This is the final review and adoption of the proposed 25-26 district-wide safety plan, communicable disease pandemic plan, that having the approval of Superintendent of the Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby adopt the revised district-wide safety plan, communicable disease pandemic plan as presented for the 25-26 school year, this 7th day of May, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call
the roll. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Aye. Report number three.
This is the co-curricular activities treasurer quarterly report. No action necessary. Information only.
Questions? Number four.
This is the internal claims auditor quarterly report. Again, no action necessary. Information only.
Questions? Report number five.
This is the sports merger for the 25-26 school year with the Governor Central School District and girls wrestling. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby approve the sports merger request with the Governor Central School District girls wrestling for the 25-26 school year on the 7th day of May, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is sports merger for the 25-26 school year with Canton Central School District, girls varsity hockey. That having the approval of Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger request with Canton Central School District and girls varsity hockey for the 25-26 school year on the 7th day of May, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Pio?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Order number seven.
This is acceptance of the donation. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the donation made to the Augsburg City School District to be accepted for the 24-25 school year on the 7th day of May, 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Peel?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Report number eight.
This is a Spanish student presentation on our recent trip to Costa Rica. Mrs. Kylie Pinkerton and one of her students are here this evening to give the Board of Education a presentation on some of the highlights of the trip and the jealousy that we'll all have once we end. So.
So our Costa Rica and Panama trip was a huge success. We had 12 students from OFA Go and three adults, Ruth Ann Barkley, myself, and my husband, Matt. And we partnered with Colton Pierpont Central School, who brought a group of 38. So we traveled in a group of two tour buses with 53 people to two different countries. Well, three if you count Canada. And so with me tonight, I have Natalie Green. She's going to tell you a little bit about her experiences and takeaways, because all our other students had other obligations.
I really enjoyed the Costa Rica and Panama trip. I feel like it provided me and my fellow students with an opportunity that, like, they wouldn't have had before. Like, there was many activities like surfing, zip lining, whitewater rafting, none of which I've ever done before. And it's a good opportunity for people to, other students to do those things. And I also got to actually use my Spanish. I had conversations with, like, store clerks and some people from Costa Rica, and it's a good opportunity to, like, use it and, like, see how, like, well I can speak. I also learned a lot about other countries, and, like, it was a total culture shock, but in a good way. Costa Rica is very environmental and active on helping their environment, and it shows like how we could be better, and I feel like I learned a lot from them.
What was your favorite food?
Ooh.
I have to ask. Explain what that is?
It's rice and beans.
Oh, okay.
With spices.
Oh, good.
I also really liked this one chicken. I don't know what was on it. It was in Panama.
Good.
Yeah.
Any questions, anybody? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that the trip was such a success that Erica Smith and I, who is the teacher at Colt Pierpont, we want to try traveling every year. And so starting in 2027, we'd like to do another trip to Costa Rica. And you might be like, why would you go back there right away if you could go anywhere else? And, well, first of all, it was fun, and Maddie had such a great time. But also, we do a lot of the same activities, but in different parts of the country. So the kids, even if they were repeat travelers, they would still see different parts of the country. And also, Maddie couldn't have said it any better, but the kids really pushed themselves outside their comfort zone, doing things they never thought that they would do, and I did as well. And then after the trip to Costa Rica in spring break 27, I'd like to do a trip to Spain and Italy, because I feel like a trip to Europe is also beneficial to the kids, but where Costa Rica is more history and culture through adventure and exploring, Europe is more history and culture through monuments, museums, and and things like that. So with the board's approval, I would love to get started planning those two trips right away with the fundraising efforts and interest meetings and all of that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, items B1 will be a consent agenda, if I could get a motion.
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Field?
Aye.
Any other business to be brought before the board? Including comments by board members? Citizens?
Can I
comment? You're a citizen.
I don't know what you want to call me, but.
Oh, come on up, please.
I just want to thank Mr. Johnson for hosting one of our classes at his camp. Mr. Moore teaches botany class, and they went to Mr. Johnson's camp and did some soil testing and outdoor projects for 2 days, and they had a great time. It's the kind of student that needs to be outside working with their hands, not in an academic setting. They just raved about it. Mr. Johnson hosted a barbecue for them all on his dime, and we really appreciate that. Kids are still talking about it.
You know, kids had a ball.
They did. They had
and they did a great job. They pruned five of my apple trees.
I'll say you're having them do your work.
I did.
You're going to have to check out the child labor laws.
Yeah, but he fed them well.
Yeah.
He did that all on his
yeah.
Thank you for that plug. Mr. Kendall.
First and foremost, welcome to Morgan Jones. We are able to steal her from Hubleton. Morgan will be teaching first grade at JFK next year. Glad to have you, lucky to have you. I know she's not happy, but that's okay. We'll get over it, right? So welcome. I will send the Board of Education. This is the academic recognition ceremony and Honor Society season, so I'll send you all those important dates from our academic recognition next week all the way through graduation on in June. So you'll get those from me.
Right,
and there's a concert right now as we speak. So.
And we did get letters, I believe, from
yes.
both offices.
Awesome.
So that's already been yep.
here. Okay. I'll still do it. It gives you a list. That way it's in two places. In our next meeting, this is the odd meeting, we will canvass the vote on Wednesday the 21st of May. So the board meeting starts at 7:30, and we will proceed into canvassing the vote by 8 o'clock. So, and I do not have an executive session tonight.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.